With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered, like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right, because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup, and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
The dead don't speak, but their stories do. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring defense attorney and host of the podcast, Defense Diaries, Bob Mata.
The trial against Richard Allen, it's coming up here in October, and several motions being presented before Judge Gull recently. And, well, what we know so far of what's come back, they have been denied the motion to dismiss. But there are still a couple that are pending. Joining me to discuss and explain where things are at, Bob Mata, defense attorney, host of the podcast Defense Diaries. Get it wherever you get podcasts. All right. What's your thoughts where we're sitting right here, right now, waiting for Gull to come back on that third-party defense, third-party culprit theory, and the, you know, denial of dismissing all this?
It's coming. Trial's coming, and soon. Like we're talking like a little less than 2 months, or maybe it's like, and that is the blink of an eye for attorneys preparing for a case like this. So yeah, we're waiting on a couple of different rulings, really the most critical rulings in the eyes of the defense, far more than the motion to dismiss, which she denied. I fully anticipated that. Mm-hmm. That's a huge ask of a court to have them dismiss charges based on. And their concept was that the state had knowingly or intentionally destroyed evidence, namely interviews by one of their third-party culprit suspects, Brad Holder. Gull was not compelled. She did not find it to be a compelling argument. She felt that they didn't address the timeline and the fact that in the estimation of law enforcement, Brad Holder is alibied out because he was at work during the day. Mm-hmm. Now, I've been saying all along with this case, if I were the defense attorneys, I would be attacking the timeline, mm-hmm. because what is establishing the time of death here? It appears to be activity on Libby's phone, and that's it.
Yeah,
there we in the hearing it came out that they have not, that they never took a body temperature of the girls when they were discovered, and that there was no time of death fixed by the medical examiner. Which, in the world of true crime, if you know anything about true crime, timelines are everything.
Yeah.
So the attack has to be that this took place at a much later time, because the state has now, in that very same hearing, they locked themselves in to between 2:30 and 3:30 is when they believe that the girls were killed, not 2:15. Like Holman on the stand said, 2:30 to 3:30. That's when we think this happened. So if you're the defense, you're attacking that. You're saying, sure. Okay, well, what is your proof of that? Like, what is it? And we have this new evidence. So the motion to dismiss, I was not surprised she denied that. That is, like I said, that's a extreme measure for the court to take. I never thought that she was going to grant that in a million years. It did give you some insight into her mindset, though. Mm-hmm. Like she is of the mindset that the Holder alibi is legit.
Yeah.
She is of the mindset that the timeline is legit. Like she just showed her hand.
Yeah.
Like she did not need to make those findings. I was surprised that she did, frankly. But you know, and as far as the other one, it was a motion to compel, wherein the defense was trying to get certain evidence that they say is still outstanding. The only thing that I know is still outstanding is the forensic guy for ISP, Indiana State Police, Trooper Cecil, is doing an updated cellulite extraction of Libby's phone. Mm-hmm. And I think that was due, like she from the date that the order dropped, they had 10 days to get that over to the defense, so which is, you know, we're 7 years in, man. And they're still doing extractions of Libby's phone. Now their excuse is that they're using the most updated, version of Cellebrite, and that it has more tools, which I'm cool with.
Sure.
You know, I mean, like as long as they're getting the reports of everything that preceded that, and if law enforcement's continuing to try to mine information out of that phone through updates that have added features through Cellebrite, I mean, do it.
Yeah.
Like we're trying to get to the truth here.
Yeah.
You know, and I hope that law enforcement's trying to get to the truth here. If there's something on that phone, like we know that at 4:33 a.m. flood of text messages that come in, which means that the phone inexplicably, in my estimation, somehow connected to that tower, you know, after sitting there for 11 hours, not connecting with AT&T pinging every 15 minutes, is problematic for the state.
Yeah.
Like if I'm the defense, I consider that to be a real wedge.
Yeah.
That I'm attacking really, really hard. Now, whether or not you're going to be able to get a jury to understand the concept that it appears either the phone was off and then turned on, or the phone was off, brought off site, and then when the killer got back, because the phone clearly seems to have been left purposefully.
Yeah.
And it seems to be, like if I were arguing the case, I'd argue, look, the phone was turned on because the killer wanted the girls to be found, you know, and they knew that they'd be pinging that phone. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody knows in this day and age with the phone technology, they always know where we're at.
Yeah.
So that to me, the most reasonable explanation as to why the phone came on is because the killer wanted the girls found. Recovered.
Yeah. Yeah. Timeline's going to be very key in all this when it finally does go to trial here in October. It's fascinating. We'll see where the rest of her decisions lie on the third-party culprit here in the coming weeks.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today, Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
Time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today. Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.